This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Trade deadline day for football fans. It's another big day for everybody else because it is Tuesday, the first Tuesday in November. And that is Election Day. Mike Jones isn't here to talk Trump-Harris. He's here to talk NFL trade deadline and a lot more. Mike, of course, writes for The Athletic. He's their national NFL writer at By Mike Jones on X on Twitter. We've already had a couple of trades so far today. Za'Darius Smith heads to Detroit, by the way, not for much of an expense. And then the Cowboys just gave up a fourth-rounder for Mingo in Carolina. I don't know. It seems like maybe they overpaid compared to how the market is going for other players. But let me just start with this team. Are you hearing anything as it relates to Washington and any moves they might make by the deadline today?
Not yet. I know that, you know, fans would love to see them get a defensive back. You know, they need help in their secondary. And, you know, the word is supposedly that players would like to play here, but I have not heard anything yet that leads me to believe that they're close to a deal. Now, there's still time. Obviously, there's a lot of conversations going on around the league. But, you know, there's sometimes you're like, okay, like I had a really strong feeling based on everybody I was talking to that Detroit was going to get a pass rusher and that Arizona was going to get one. I have not been able to get a strong feel that Washington is actually going to pull a trigger on a deal at this deadline. We will see.
Who are the corners available right now? Is Lattimore available or not?
That's the problem. There's not a lot of good cornerbacks that are available right now. He is one whose name has been thrown around, but there's something in his contract that it actually, he's, you know, a lot of times if you've got an expiring deal, it's attractive to teams. He's got another two more years left on his deal, and there's some mechanism in there that it actually would trigger a big salary cap hit for New Orleans if they trade him. So it doesn't sound like he's actually going to be traded. And so, you know, the pickings are kind of slim at cornerback because they're just so hard to come by.
I mean, Newsom, you know, in Cleveland, Jones in New England. It's funny because on Lattimore, and I said to Denton earlier, he's been hurt a lot. And I think he's kind of a pain in the backside, too, a little bit. I don't think they're looking for that kind of guy. The question to you as a follow-up would be, because you follow this team and you covered this team for years, do you think they should be thinking big? Because this opportunity right now at 7-2 and to actually vie for the overall one seed in the NFC, that's the reality of their situation right now. They are in the mix for a one seed in the NFC postseason, especially when you consider Detroit has, you know, still Buffalo and San Francisco, not to mention other division opponents. Do you think they should be thinking aggressively?
I think that that's overambitious to think that they can go and get the one seed. I while their season and the start that they're on has been encouraging, they also are not there yet. When you look at some of those elite teams, like you mentioned with Detroit, it's going to be interesting to see how they do. They've got, you know, a little bit of a tough divisional stretch themselves. I think if they come out of that, having won, you know, two of those three games, then you'll feel like, hey, maybe so. Again, they've got also everybody in their division, you know, maybe except for Philly, has real problems. But I don't see this team as one defensive back away from being able to win the NFC. You know, again, it's encouraging. They're trending in the right direction, but I just don't see it.
I've known you for a long time, and what I'm hearing from you is what I've heard from a lot of people. And this is not accusatory. I'm just throwing it out there for the purposes of conversation.
Yep.
I understand that it's hard to believe, based on what we've all lived through over the last 25 years, to believe that Washington is in the mix to win the NFC title. But Mike, they are unstoppable offensively. Historic results for the rookie quarterback. I mean, he is elite right now. These opportunities aren't guaranteed. Do you think, I'm asking you, do you think you're underselling a little bit where they are right now?
You know, I ask myself this a lot. I'm like, okay, am I jaded? Am I, you know, and I'm trying to be as realistic as possible. And, you know, I ask, you know, around a lot, and I don't hear from people in the league who work in the league that they view them as an NFC contender to win the NFC. I think they'll make the playoffs. I don't know if they're going to win their division, because the second half of the season is going to be very interesting. You know, this is different than the 25 years that everybody's endured. I'm very curious to see what happens to Cliff Kingsbury's offense the second half of the season, because he always gets off to great starts. And then once everybody has about half a season, they seem to catch up to what he's doing. I want to see what his counterpunch is, how they continue to evolve. Again, how they deal with facing a healthy Philly, they've got to play them twice. I'm not worried about Dallas. But look, again, these divisional games, you can throw the records out. That game on Sunday should not have been close, and they weren't able to fully put the Giants away. There was never really in doubt, but they made it closer. But again, they are a great story. They are headed in the right direction. I think that, you know, again, they can get into the playoffs. Maybe they'll win their division, I think, similar to like Houston last year. And then you roll up against a team in the playoffs that's got experience, and then you kind of are exposed because of your youth, your inexperience, just that everything like that. I think that is probably more likely than them winning the NFC and making a run for a Super Bowl at this point, just because of the youth and, you know, there are holes there. So, yeah, do you get somebody in trade deadline that'll make a change? A lot of these midseason trades don't really do that for teams.
Look, my job here today isn't to convince you otherwise, because I've had to also make that adjustment and think in terms of, if this was any other team other than Washington, and I'm not even talking about great franchises, like if this were, let's say, a Miami doing what Washington's doing this year, or an Indianapolis, or a Denver, or somebody like that, I think the conversation would be different. I think there's a lot of baggage that's come along with this. You know, Houston last year, remember, was in a conference with an absolute juggernaut in Baltimore of a regular season team, and Mahomes in Kansas City lurking. I get Detroit. They really look good. But San Francisco's banged up. Atlanta's not going to win more than 10 or 11 games, you know, in their division. They're bad defensively. And the one area in which Washington could help their chances in the postseason is defense. Because they have not, the Giants hung in there Sunday because they ran it down their throat in the first half and threw it over top for the entire second half. And that's where the weakness is. I hear you. It's like, you know, okay, maybe they're 11-6, win a playoff game, lose to San Francisco, lose to Green Bay, lose to Detroit. I just think this opportunity is different than the Houston opportunity last year. That's all.
No, and I get what you're saying. And look, it'd be great if I'm wrong. But you may not be wrong.
These two games against Philly are going to be nasty. You know,
right.
these division games, like you said, right always. Here. They've got a game against Atlanta late in the year that's not going to be easy. But Detroit's got Buffalo. They've got San Francisco. They've, you know, I think they're certainly in the hunt for one of the top two seeds, which would mean two home playoff games before an NFC title game, potentially.
I mean, possibly. Again, I gotta see what they do against Philly these next two games before I'm sold. You know, because
but the trade deadline isn't waiting for the two Philly games.
No, I know. And again, I don't see anybody that's going to dramatically transform their defense in the middle of the season. I just did a thing last week where I looked at every single one of these midseason trades that went down. Most of them, very few of them, really make a difference. There's just like there's nobody. If you are that good, your team's not getting rid of you, and you're not going to come in and change a team. You know, a DeAndre Hopkins for the Chiefs, yes, that'll make a difference. But the Eagles thought that Kevin Byard was going to fix their secondary last year, didn't do it. We've seen, you know, veteran guys. If you are a team that's got a really top-end guy, you're not going to part with him. And, you know, the guys that are available are guys who are a little bit long in the tooth, or young guys that have been very inconsistent, and it's not going to fix Washington. I'd roll with what I have right here and see what happens rather than give up future first round, future, you know, high picks or middle round picks that you can use to build because you're
the
thinking.
The deal would have to be right. It would have to be the right. And that's the thing, right? You're hitting on the fact that I just think they should think big. That's my number one. It doesn't mean that it will land on something because that something may not be available and it may not be available for the right, you know, structure, contractually, compensation, et cetera. We have had, you're correct, more of these deals haven't led to an incremental jump in performance, but Von Miller did. Christian McCaffrey did, even though they lost that NFC Championship game in Philly. They also lost their quarterbacks during that game. Amari Cooper, when the Cowboys traded for him, he was a massive difference maker, and they made the postseason and won a game. There are examples of it working, but there are more examples of it not working. That's for sure. We're talking to Mike Jones, of course, at By Mike Jones. Last night, real quickly, on two fronts. I mean, it almost seems, doesn't it, unfair that DeAndre Hopkins goes to Kansas City and looks like he'll be the answer at wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at all these other teams. Okay, so every other contender or challenger in the AFC got a wide receiver. Baltimore did. Buffalo did. You know, I'm just like, why are you going to let Kansas City? I mean, I would have pulled the trigger on a deal just to block them from getting him because, you know, this is the last thing that they needed. The door was maybe cracked open just a little bit, even though they're undefeated, but not having any wide receiver help, you know, and here they are. They just load it up and they get a guy that it can, you know, is a savvy veteran and, you know, and they're so creative. They'll find a way to work him into it. And, you know, second game, he's got, you know, 86 yards and two touchdown catches. And all of a sudden, Travis Kelce is looking like Travis Kelce again because everybody's got to worry about DeAndre Hopkins and not just Travis Kelce. You know, it's the worst thing for the rest of the AFC that they let them get DeAndre Hopkins, who, you know, he didn't quite look like himself, but a lot of that had to do with who was throwing to him. And, you know, here we go. We'll see what happens. But the Chiefs are, you know, about to, you know, I don't know if 17-0 is going to happen, but They're really tough again.
Yeah, I didn't even know that Kareem Hunt a few weeks ago was on the team. They were playing, was it the Saints on Monday Night Football? I think it was the Saints.
Okay. Yeah.
And he rushed for over 100 yards in that game. And I'm like, I didn't even know he was on the team. And he went for 100. He's gone for 100, I think, three times this year.
Right.
And yet they don't look, they look at times disinterested in these regular season games. Denton said earlier, it's like Mahomes is just kind of playing with his food until the playoffs begin or until they really need him, which they did at the end of last night. And he comes through on three touchdown drives in their final four possessions.
Well, it's like their identity has changed. Before it was, you know, Mahomes had to do everything, but they've worked gradually to upgrade their defense. So now instead of being like this light up the scoreboard and hope your defense can just get one stop for you, you got a strong defense, you've leaned into building on your run game. And so now it's like, okay, everybody do your job and then just keep it close. So then at the end, when we need Mahomes to work his magic, he does it, you know? And here they are, they're 8-0 now, you know, and it's, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, but they are more than just a one-trick pony. They're very well-rounded now. And, you know, look, they added a defensive guy, you know, to help out their pass rush as well. And it'll be interesting to see if they do anything else, you know, before the deadline here.
Who is the best team in the AFC? Is it KC?
I think it probably is. Baltimore is very close. You know, I think that if they are able to come out of today with some help for their defense, whether it's in their secondary, whether a pass rusher, although again, there's not a lot of guys out there. You know, there was no way the Browns were going to trade Za'Darius Smith to them in the division there. Right. But they need a little bit something else for their defense to become more consistent. And if they do, then maybe they're the best team in the conference right now. It's Kansas City. Baltimore is very close though. They feel good about where their offense is. They can pound the football. They can take shots downfield. They can do just about anything that you want. They just got Deontay Johnson that's going to, you know, help their passing attack even more. They just have to, like I said, shore up their defense a little bit, get after quarterbacks a little bit better, and then get some takeaways in the secondary.
You know, Baltimore is such a great example of what a lot of people have said over the years, that defense, there's great variance year to year with defense. You know, there's no guarantee that if you're dominant, you know, one year that you're going to be dominant the next. And offensively, there's just typically much less variance year to year. The Ravens last year were a dominant defensive football team. I actually think, you know, and I felt going into the postseason, there's no way they can lose. I mean, I guess Mahomes could beat them, but I didn't think they could. And this year, defensively, and they've got a new, you know, they lost their defensive coordinator. He became a head coach, Mike McDonald, and that's a big deal. And they lost some key players, too, but they really stink in terms of their pass defense. You can throw the ball all day against them.
Right. So they lost their defensive coordinator. Yep. Their linebackers coach, their defensive line coach. Those are three very important guys for your defense. And then you lose some pass rushing guys, you know, and then your secondary. So that's why I'm saying they have to come out of this trade deadline. They haven't gotten somebody. They've got to get more pressure on the quarterback because that helps your secondary. Because you're right. If you can throw on those guys, you got time. You can pick them apart. And so that's why I'm kind of look at them, you know, their offense lights out. The defense is going to let them down here and there. Now, it didn't hurt them when they went against Buffalo and they beat them handily, but that was, you know, before Buffalo got Amari Cooper. It's going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out for them, but I do think they are right up there, you know, and I think that they understand that they really need some defensive help.
All right, talking to Mike Jones, back to the NFC. Do you consider Detroit to be the front runner?
Yes, yeah, I do. I mean, they can do whatever they want on offense. They can play whatever kind of game, whether it's in a dome and you're, you know, flying up and down the field, or you're in a, you know, a wet and sloppy conditions like we saw this past week. You know, Jared Goff is feeling good and he's accurate, and you know, they can, you know, they just, and their defense, look, they lost Aiden Hutchinson, their top pass rusher, and they've won five games since. And now they got Za'Darius Smith to help, and look, he's not going to be a single-handed game changer, but he's a strong guy to have in your rotation. And so they're the most well-rounded team, definitely in the conference, maybe in the league.
back to the NFC East because, and I agree with you, got to see these games coming up. Look, Sunday's a big game, and I'll ask you about the Steelers here in a moment. But the two games with Philadelphia a week from Thursday night is their first matchup. Right now, if you had to pick the NFC East winner, and I'm making you do it, who is it?
Why are you doing this thing?
I don't know. I keep going back and forth where I'm like, oh, you know what? Philly's getting it together. They're going to be okay. And then you see them kind of like have little hiccups. And it's like, you know what? I don't know about you, Nick Sirianni. You make some gambles and you call yourself aggressive, but you really kind of shoot yourself in the foot. And so, I think it's possible for Washington to win this division. But I kind of think that down the stretch, Philly's going to get it together and they're going to wind up edging Washington out for this division.
I mean, I think you nailed it. I mean, he's dim-witted when it comes to situational football. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Like, there's this faux brave, you know, aggressive posture that just has hurt. Like, the going for two up 16-0 in the first half is just plain stupid. You know, there's nothing that, you know, from an image standpoint, it's going to make you look tougher. It's going to cause, if they had lost that game, if Trevor Lawrence didn't throw an interception, do you think there's any chance Howie Rosen and company would have said, we've had enough of you?
Well, part of me wonders if he would have made some of those calls, if he was going against anybody but Jacksonville. There are times when coaches will do things because they're like, look, we need to work on this for, you know, the future. And we're not, you know, we've got this game. We're going to be okay, but we need to be sound in this. So we're going to experiment here. I hope that's what he was doing, because otherwise you're just an idiot, if not. And just, you know,
experimenting in one of these 17 precious things you have called games during an NFL season. That's crazy.
He's going against. I don't think he would do that against a quality team. He's going against a team that can't get out of their own way. But even so, I'm like, dude, okay, after the first time, okay, are you really, you want to get it back with the second time? Really a third time you're going to go for it?
Well, the third time actually made sense. It was the first two that didn't.
But I mean, it's like, dude, take the points. Just take the points. And again, I know that's who he is, and you know that the players like that aggressiveness, but you got to be smart.
Do they like him? I'm just going to tell you seriously, as a football fan, and maybe it's the Philly NFC East thing going on here, I find him to be the most off-putting head coach in recent memory, and it's not because he's a bad coach. It's the overall tone and the smugness, and the smugness that is side by side with at times just imbecilic decisions. I mean, this guy really is a dope.
Yeah. He overestimates himself. But then there's always a scapegoat as well, you know?
Last
year it was Brian Johnson, you know, when it was like, no, this is your offense and you're the one who's really calling the shots, but you know, let's, you know, make this guy the bad guy.
Like him, the players, or not?
I think a lot of them do. I mean, you do hear about some frictions, you know, between him and Jalen Hurts. When they're winning games and he's rolling the dice and stuff like that, the players will sing his praises. But you better win those games, because if you come up short, then people start looking at you sideways. It's like, in some ways he's one of them. There are times when he's getting, you know, fired and mouthy, and you see players trying to tell him like, yo, calm it down, coach. You know, it's a weird dynamic, but he also fits Philly. You know, he's like, you know?
Yeah, but I'm sure they would have just absolutely eviscerated him had they lost that game. All right, I've taken up too much of your time, but I want two more from you real quickly. One, Washington-Pittsburgh Sunday. That is a big test. It's probably the best test they've had since Baltimore, but, you know, they're a much better defensive team. How do you see it going?
Yeah, but I also think that Pittsburgh's offense is as explosive as Baltimore's. We'll see if Russell Wilson can keep this thing up here, but I do think it's a great opportunity for Washington to say, okay, look, we hung with Baltimore. We were competitive. We came up short. You know, and we've had this dramatic win, and we, you know, were able to then pull off a tough divisional game. And then if you can go in there and beat a team that was probably a playoff team with a really good defense, that would say a lot about Washington. And I think they're capable because of, you know, their offense and the improvements we're seeing with their defense, and then just kind of the inconsistencies that we've seen out of Pittsburgh's offense. So it should be a good one.
Last one. How many quarterbacks in the NFC right now, for now and moving forward, would you take in front of Jaden Daniels?
I mean, probably take Jared Goff.
This year and moving forward, just say that for the next 3 to 5 years, who's the quarterback in the NFC you'd want? You'd want Goff?
Oh, 3 to 5. I mean, for right now, I would go Goff, but 3 to 5? See, I don't believe in a lot of these guys. You know what I mean? Some of these young guys, even Jordan Love. I mean, we see Jaden Daniels make smarter decisions than him already. I think they hit, man. I think they really hit on him. This is the guy that you want. Again, I just hope he can stay healthy, and make smart decisions. But he's got a great feel for the game. He's got that special knack and the ball placement. It's impressive. And look, if they can keep him healthy, I mean, they're in great shape for the next 10 to 15 years.
Mike Jones, everybody. Good to catch up. Thanks for doing this as always.
All right, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Yep, Mike Jones, at by Mike Jones. Subscribe to The Athletic. You get to read him. You get to read Ben. You get to read David Aldridge. You get to read Diana Russini. All the really good NFL and local people at The Athletic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Get to some Denton news when we come back. Keep you updated on the NFL trade deadline wire. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.